This is the Locked On Bengals podcast. I'm James Erpine. It is great to be with you on this Monday. You guys aren't going to believe it. It's July 9th. That means we are 17 days away from training camp coverage. I can't wait for it. I mean, there's so much to look at, so much to discuss. Like, this year is more interesting than any year that I've covered training camp. We'll get into that coming up in a bit today. On Twitter, at James Erpine, at Locked On Bengals. You can check out LockedOnBengals.com for every single podcast, a bunch of different articles, a cool video that I found that was passed along to me about John Ross. It's about 8 minutes, and you're like, oh, you're such a John Ross homer. Man, just check out the video. All right, just check out the video. I think you'll like it. So that at LockedOnBengals.com as well. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcast, including the iHeartRadio app. I want to start with training camp and just how interested I am in this team and how interesting they are, because there are so many question marks, and interesting doesn't mean good. Interesting means interesting. I watched NFL Live the other day, and the Cleveland Browns were mighty interesting. They were the lead story on NFL Live. Who would have thought that? But Baker Mayfield and Tyrod Taylor and Jarvis Landry and Josh Gordon and Myles Garrett, they're interesting. They're on Hard Knocks, and I want to watch because they're interesting. Doesn't mean they're necessarily going to be good. I do think that the Bengals are very interesting. New defensive coordinator, Terrell Austin. How's he going to do? Paul Gunther is a disciple of who? The former Bengals defensive coordinator Paul Gunther, who went to Oakland. Mike Zimmer. We all like Mike Zimmer. Paul Gunther was a lot like Zimmer, and yet it didn't seem like he had the favor of a lot of fans. Terrell Austin now slides in, and people assume the defense is going to be much improved. Terrell Austin's defense last year got knocked around a little bit by the Bengals offense that was bad. It was real bad. Second to last game of the year. And you might say this or that or whatever. I get it. The Bengals defense has a lot of potential, but that's a question mark. New offensive line coach Frank Pollock. I keep hearing about how he's going to have such an impact. I hope so. The past two training camps, I've been with former NFL quarterback, former University of Cincinnati Bearcat, Tony Pike. And Tony pointed it out, but he didn't have to. A blind man could have seen that the Bengals offensive line was getting pushed around by Geno Atkins. That there were many times when the defense would get to Andy, and by get to him, they don't touch him because he's a quarterback, or whatever quarterback was in there, A.J. McCarron, whoever. And they would be in sack territory, and then the quarterback would get rid of the ball. That's a sack in a real football game. That's a batted pass. That's an interception. That's a turnover. And we've seen it. It's been crappy offense after crappy offense the past couple of years. I don't want that to happen again. And so I'll be paying very close attention to the offensive line. I think the secondary is interesting because there is no Adam Jones. There is no veteran that's really bogging this team down. Like, they've always had a Terrence Newman and Adam Jones, someone that's hanging on. Now, you're talking about a bunch of young pups or in their prime athletes all over. I mean, all over, from Jesse Bates, the second round safety from Wake Forest, George Iloka, Sean Williams, and then the cornerback position. Jay Kirkpatrick one side, William Jackson the other, Darquez Denard in the nickel. A guy like Josh Shaw in the hunt, probably going to have to battle for a roster spot. And then the two kids they drafted. I love it. I love it a lot. And we'll see how it pans out, but there's just question marks everywhere. And not necessarily in a bad way. Just, it's the reality of it with this Bengals team. The corners, by the way, and I always forget. Oh, and I don't know why, but I always forget their names. The young guys. Darius Phillips, which I usually remember him, but Devontae Harris. I always forget him. But yeah, Phillips and Harris as well. Brandon Wilson, another guy who was drafted last year to be a special teams ace, to be a guy that could help potentially in the return game, help on special teams. He is healthy. How does he fit into things? Kavari Russell. One of my favorite interviews is Kavari Russell. How does he fit in? He looks like he could be backing up William Jackson, that he could get and be the fourth corner on this team. So there are a lot of question marks, but a lot of interesting question marks. They're very interesting. And I got a tweet. Someone tweeted me. My DMs are open, by the way. So people direct message me and ask me questions about the Bengals and stuff. And I try to respond to all of them and asking me about Michael Johnson. And last year I was all aboard it's time to move on from Michael Johnson. Is that the case? Should that be the case? I don't know. I'm interested to see how Jordan Willis performs and Ryan Glasgow. You know, a Chris Baker. How does he come in and perform? Because if Michael Johnson isn't one of the better inside players, and that's what he did. He slid inside. He didn't play three tech, but he slid inside. And he was there part of the time. He'd play defensive end part of the time. If he becomes expendable, that would open it up. That would open it up for a Jordan Willis, for a Sam Hubbard, Andrew Brown, who they drafted this past year. Can Andrew Billings take the next step? I remember Twitter melting down when the Bengals didn't take Andrew Billings in round two a couple years ago. And I was like, are you guys serious? They needed a receiver, and they took Boyd, Tyler Boyd. But Billings is a guy that a lot of people, draft Twitter especially, thought should go in the first two rounds. He fell to round four. Bengals got him there. Can he perform and live up to the standards? There's so many questions. And honestly, I can't wait for training camp. It's going to be a blast. You're going to get the best coverage here, podcasts, daily videos. I'll write every single day for training camp as well at LockedOnBengals.com. I'll get into some more questions I have about this team next. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Bengals podcast. All those question marks. And the only thing on offense I sort of mentioned, was the offensive line. Outside of that, that was all defense. And I didn't get the linebacker. Question marks there. How in shape is Vontaze Burfict? That's what I want to know. He didn't look that in shape when I saw him about 2 months ago. How does Malik Jefferson play? Does he show up and is he a guy that his head has been in the playbook so much that he's ready to go and make an impact as a rookie? Is Preston Brown the free agent acquisition that the Bengals thought he was? Because he's a local kid, led the league, shared the league lead. It's hard to say that. In tackles last year with Buffalo. Signed a one-year deal with the Bengals. We'll see there. Can Nick Vigil take the next step? Is Jordan Evans a guy who's going to get a lot of playing time with Vontaze Burfict suspended? So that's another question mark on defense. And on offense, I think the biggest question mark outside of the offensive line from a player standpoint in a position group is the wide receiver spot. Cody Core going to still be on this team? I don't think so. If I had to pick a guy that doesn't make it, not out of the receivers, but out of the offense, out of the players that are probably expected to make it, I'd say Cody Core. Because LaFell, Boyd, Ross, Malone, Green are all pretty much locks. Right? Erickson is as close to a lock as you're going to get. And I really think Auden Tate is going to push. Auden Tate is going to push Cody Core. I think he's a better receiver. Cody Core didn't catch a pass last year. We were talking about how he could be their deep threat at one point. I remember when they picked him, and this was before the Locked On Bengals podcast was a thing. By the way, this is episode 401, so it shows you how long ago it seems like it when Cody Core got picked. And I was like, really? Like, that dude, that's another James Wright, a guy that didn't catch any passes really in college and is going to be a special teamer. Now, he's a good special teamer, and I think he's got a chance to make the roster because of that. But it'll be interesting to see how he competes, how things break for the wide receiver spot. Tyler Boyd, look, he's in year three. He needs to come on this year. He's one of my favorite players in that locker room. I think he can do it. I think he has the potential. You've heard me talk about him on this podcast. He needs to be the guy in the slot. He needs to overtake LaFell. And Ross needs to be the other guy on the outside. That's the bottom line. If you want this team to be great, or very good, Boyd, Green, Ross, those are your guys. And then behind them, Malone, LaFell, Erickson, Tate, Core, etc. In that order. That's what has to happen. And obviously the biggest question on offense, honestly, is the coordinator. Can Bill Lazor do everything he can to do, honestly, what Hugh Jackson and Jay Gruden did for Andy Dalton for a long time, which was make life easy on him. The plays made it easy on him. Everything was easier on Andy Dalton when those guys were offensive coordinator. And I think that's going to be very interesting. I can't wait for it. We're 17 days away. That time has flown. Training camp's going to be here. I'm going to be sweating my tail off down there. By the way, if you're down there, and there's so many fans that go down to training camp, come say hi. If you see me, you probably won't because I'm like 5'10". Tony Pike's a giant. I'll be next to him most of the time because we do a post-game video and all that good, or a post-training camp practice video recapping the day and making it worth your time. I'll post every single one of those, by the way, to LockedOnBengals.com. You guys are the best. Please let every Bengals fan you know about this and know that we are doing this podcast. Let them know that they're going to get the best coverage they can get Bengals-wise right here on the Locked On Bengals podcast. You can subscribe on Google Play, Spotify, iTunes. Please go there and leave us a 5-star review. I got Joe Goodberry later this week. We're going to start our AFC North Division preview later this week. Until then, I'm James Rapine. Thank you so much for listening today. Have a great Monday. Be back at it tomorrow. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Bengals podcast.